know what models those Kenwoods are, and I know a lot about them if they're, you know, 80s to 90s. If they're like in the 5 series and the 8 series, maybe not so much, but if you have questions, let me know.
And I'll see him this weekend. We'll exchange information. He doesn't have them with him, but they're going back home, I guess, next month, and then they'll be back up in Flat Rock in September, and I can run up there and get them. One of them would be good for, you know, to mount at the house. I don't have a 2-meter at the house.
What kind of radios he's talking about?
They're 2-meter, but he didn't know a whole lot about them. He didn't remember. I mean, it's probably been 25 years since they've been fired up.
Well, really, really nice dual band radios from back in the day. I've got a TM-721. I've actually got 2 of them at home that I've collected, but yeah, that was a great little radio.
Probably built like tanks.
101 here, so we'll see if they've still got it closed.
Green now, but I see this orange up there on the 110.
We're definitely got some blue lights up there still, and got yellow on 85 here, but big slowdown.
See that every single day, and it makes you want to look for a new job. It
crosses my mind every time I drive in. It's closed, and there are blue lights up on the overpass, and yeah, it's a mess.
If change will be terrible, BMW.
They're going to be about late punches today.
Have some kind of grace if, you know, 200 employees were late.
Voitron, they certainly did not have any grace for stuff like that. It was up to you to give yourself enough time to get to work on time.
You're right. I guess technically I am 52 minutes early.
Staff, we didn't have that, you know, they weren't strict about our time at all, but on the floor, you know, because they used to do the manufacturing there in West Union, and on the floor, yeah, they were very strict about late punches. Like, if you were, you know, I think you had like 3 minutes. Like, if you punched in more than 3 minutes late, you were done.
Yeah. You know, they probably play in a point system about pointed out anyway, and then the accident on the interstate, they're trying to say you fired them because they were late because of an accident.
Listen, late today, that's for sure. Gosh, because this traffic is backed up all the way down to the following exit. I don't know what number it is, but was it exit 59?
McClyman.
58 for the Inland Port Terminal. I guess you can get to the BMW plant from that exit. But yeah, it's completely... The right lane is a 2-mile backup to try to get off of this exit.
Wait.
The manager realizes the PR disaster it would be if they fired 1,000 employees today for being late.
Won't do it because you can't find any replacements for them, right? Parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. I hope you guys' day gets better and you don't have to keep fighting that traffic, and I'll catch up with you guys later. KN4 TFW.
All right, Dave, be safe. We'll chat with you next week, so enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you later. W2 JKT.
Stay out there and maybe you have a blessed one. KF4 MUF. We'll talk to you later. 7-3.
Early, she's calling me now, so I'll say 73 as well. But yeah, definitely, Jody, if you're around, feel free to meet us for lunch, and have a great day and be safe. We'll talk to you guys later. This is W2JKT.
I'll definitely do it, man. If I can, I will. Take care. We'll talk at you later on, KF4MUF.